when Ellie Johnson Sirleaf took the mantle of authority as president of Liberia, yes, of course, there were many Liberians who were somehow disdainful, who welcomed her in different perspectives. But running down the line from 2006 up to 2009, Liberians actually got to understand that this president, the platform she fought for, was being implemented in the sole interest of the people of Liberia. So if you ask me about the popularity of the United Party from the youth perspective, young people, youth organizations are on a daily basis gathering themselves to declare their support for the candidacy of Madam Ellie Johnson Sirleaf, because the four cardinal pillars of the poverty reduction strategy introduced by this government is actually in the direction of the young people. And I can safely say to you, it's on the basis of that that the youth community of Liberia are deeming it very necessary for this president to be retained so that we can continue to actively participate into the governance of Liberia.
Mr. Twere, if all the information we have is true, the youth unemployment in Liberia under the government of President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf is very high. If that is true, then one would think that the youth will be disgruntled with this government. But you are saying that her government is popular with the young people.
The government is popular with the young people. Yes, I do not want to deny the fact that the unemployment issue is a major challenge to this government. You will understand that, of course, when the president introduced this effective and small government, or when she introduced the right sizing and down sizing exercise, which was meant to take away people from the what we call the ghost name and Booker's name, some people from the opposition can consider that particular move as something not in the interest of the Liberian people. But as we went down the line, of course, our GDP began to grow. So the issue of unemployment, when the president looked at it, she addressed it from a point where our international partners have actually gravitated to the score to the country, and that gravitation has led to what we call almost $16 billion foreign direct investment. Those $16 billion foreign direct investment are meant to alleviate the unemployment constraint on the government of Liberia.
You are from Maryland County in the Southeast region, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm from the Southeast region.
Yeah, some information we have some time ago was that many people or some people from that region of the country were said to be angry with the president because I think they feel that her government has done very little to bring some development to their region. How do you think she's doing now in that region?
Well, let me say here to you, quite recently the president of Liberia visited the Southeastern region, and that visit is very historic. The president received more than a red carpet welcome. As I speak to you, roads are opening from Monrovia to the Southeastern region. So the people of the Southeastern region, of course, had that perception, that notion. But when the president visited them quite recently, I can safely say to you that it was totally changed. And when you look at the radar of individuals that are declaring support, or groups that are declaring support, or countries that are declaring support for the candidacy of Madam Ellie Johnson Sirleaf, the Southeastern region tops